The alpha male. According to the American Psychological Association, an alpha male is the most dominant, powerful, or assertive man in a particular group. He's confident, sure of himself, and successful. Women, even powerful women such as myself, enjoy being in their company and actively seek them out as both sexual and life partners. These are the men who embody the hope for our future as a species, Darwinism in its fullest effect. Alpha males should be encouraged to procreate, masturbate, and fuck as they desire. A few examples of alpha males would be CEOs and presidents, judges, coaches, motivational speakers. By contrast, the beta is an unremarkable, careful man who avoids risk and confrontation. Beta males lack the physical presence, charisma, and confidence of the alpha male. They are the alpha's support. While not quite as useless as the omega male, who is typically a missing link throwback to a time when humans stopped at abandoning those who exhibited less than desirable traits and allowed lesser genetics to flourish in the gene pool. The beta male is meek, weak-willed, barely noticed by women, let alone a dominant female such as myself. Beta males are suited to slavery, servitude, and very little else. Allowing them privileges such as masturbation should be carefully monitored. It's the recommendation of most that a life of semi-permanent chastity is best for most betas, as it discourages any delusions of adequacy that may have taken root during a period of non-supervision by a dominant female. Examples of beta males would be mid-level managers, second-choice husbands, or the ever-infamous wingman. Obviously, these are extreme examples of what it is to be a man, and like most things, there are shades of masculinity which exist between the two. Not all men are exclusively alpha or beta, but more some combination of each. The trick is finding how far down on the spectrum you exist so that we can find what your true purpose is.